Accession number 7394, Rail 4.
Mr. Stedman, Rail 4. Why did they attack the convoys? Was it for loot or because of political hostility or what?
I honestly can't answer these questions. I don't know. Haile Selassie had returned to Addis by this time. I think his hold on the country was a bit tenuous. I think the release from the Italian occupation gave opportunities for the Abyssinians to indulge in looting and so on.
Did you actually take part in the punitive raid?
Yes, I went with the company. There was really no raid to speak of, since we scoured the area and couldn't find any trace of the occupants of these villages. So the final decision, which wasn't mine fortunately, was to burn the villages down.
Were the villages completely deserted?
There was one old man, or one or two old men, that's all that were there.
And did they have any reaction when you burnt the villages down?
Yeah, peeved.
How did they show their
annoyance? Well, they stamped and shouted and so on, but that was it.
How many villages were involved?
Two.
Were they near the road or what?
No, they were 5 miles or so, I should think. We were accompanied by an Abyssinian who acted as our guide, and possibly he was politically motivated, or in fact had some information which he was giving to the British. But I mean, I can't describe the whys or wherefores because I wasn't informed.
What was the official status of this Abyssinian?
He was a civilian. That's all I can tell you.
How many houses would there have been in each village?
There would have been about... one was larger than the other. Perhaps be about 20 or 30 in the one and perhaps 15 in the other.
So very small, really?
Yeah.
What were the houses built of?
Wooden frames, grass, roofs and walls.
So how was the fire actually lit?
Oh, no trouble there. You just put a handful of dry grass and lit it and put it to the walls. They went up, poof, quickly.
Were there any animals about?
Yes, there were cattle or goats.
Did anybody attempt to interfere with what you were doing?
No. We saw no able-bodied men.
Were there any women about?
No, they must have taken off as well. The two villages were deserted, apart from these one or two old men, who couldn't have gone anyway.
You mentioned earlier how the Abyssinian patriots had killed, I think you said, a colour sergeant.
That's right, the orderly room colour sergeant. I have no details. I know that he was killed, but even the fact that he was killed by patriots is by hearsay, but he was certainly killed.
Was he shot or what?
He was shot, rifle. All these patriots had rifles of... Well, they were obviously captured from the Italians. Many of them were very old rifles. Almost muzzle loaders, I would think.
Can you describe the uniform of the Patriots?
Once again, it was obviously either originally supplied or pinched from the Italians. It was mostly Italian uniform. They went about barefoot, but they wore putties on the legs. They had all sorts of decorations. They might even have been major generals for all we could tell. All sorts of pips and stripes and anything they could lay their hands on.
You said that they were looting in Gondar. What type of things were they after?
Well, once again, I don't know. I didn't go into Gondar the first day. I was left guarding this pass between Depesha and Maldibar. That I have to concede is from hearsay, from my colleagues in other companies.
What did they allege they were taking?
I can't even recall that. They were just bursting into houses and... See, there were quite a number of European houses in Gondar.
In a letter of the 17th of March 1984, Mr. Stedman writes to the museum, quote, "In my recording session with Dr. Wood at the Imperial War Museum on the 13th of March 1984 about the Abyssinian campaign in 1941, I answered a question about the relationship of the African Askaris with the British officers and NCOs. I think this occurred at the end of the first tape and the beginning of the second. I said that the relationship was one of master and servant, and that the African knew his place. Dr. Wood may recall that whilst the tapes were being changed, I said that I was not expressing myself very well. What I intended to convey was that the relationship was one which would exist in a benevolent patriarchal society. Both company commanders I served with could be assumed to fill the patriarch's role, and the Askaris responded with affection, yet in a disciplined way. The same sort of situation existed at platoon level. Even the corporal punishment I referred to later could still be considered within this context. The recipient often regarded it as a quick expiation of his crime. The onlookers saw it as a just punishment for an offence against their own family," in quotes, unquote.